to order. We do have a quorum present. Representative Baker, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I did, Madam Chair. Move to approve.
Representative Baker moves the minutes for March 14, 2017. Are there any questions, changes, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Tuesday, March 28, 2017. It is the author's intention to take the Senate language for Senate File 218, the ditch mowing bill. Any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Portman.
So that I'm guessing House File 837 is Transportation Finance Bill, the one, the big one? Or is it a minor Transportation Finance Bill?
Chair Hortman, I think Representative Torkelson is here. Could ask him the question.
I think it's the FAST bill, right?
I believe it's the FAST language that the governor had requested, but I'll let the chair come and speak to it. Welcome to the committee, Chair Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Happy to be here. Yes, the file, this bill deals with the $105 million of federal funding that needs authorization by the legislature before it's available to the Department of Transportation.
Representative Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. So then that's not the big transportation finance bill. Do you know, do you have a predicted date when the large transportation finance bill is on the floor?
Thank you,
Chair Torkelson.
Chair, I don't know the exact date, but it's coming soon to a floor near you.
Representative Portman?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to let the public know very much ahead of time, would we, when that might be. With regard to Senate File 218, I have a question.
Certainly. Representative Portman. Thank you, Chair Torkelson. Representative Portman?
Representative Spudzinski, what's the gist of the bill? I understand it's created a lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just briefly summarize for us so we can determine how much caucus time we need to discuss this bill?
Sure. Representative Spudzinski.
Madam Chair, Minority Leader Hortman. So the Department of Transportation moved forward some permitting. It has caused some consternation. We've been working with stakeholders across the state to come up with some different language that would help the department out of the ditch that it dug for itself. And so essentially what the bill is going to do is a pause on the permitting process, and then it's going to look to departments and the chairs of those respective committees to come up with a process that better reflects the wants and needs of the public.
Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Spudzinski, will we be seeing any language in an amendment on the House floor that hasn't had a hearing anywhere?
Representative Spudzinski.
Madam Chair, members, unlikely. The amendment probably is going to reflect a bit of what has been talked about in the past.
Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just was wondering, do you anticipate a conference committee on that bill?
Representative Spudzinski.
Madam Chair, Representative Hortman, I don't know right now. Having conversations with the Senate author, we are hoping that we can have this set to jet.
Representative Hortman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And then with regard to the dentistry bill, Senate File 662, could the author just give us a general idea of what that bill is about?
Yep. Representative Lunan, could you give us an overview of the bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is
Welcome to the committee, Representative Lunan.
The what this bill does is fixes something in the dental world where currently for out-state facilities and facilities around the state to bring in what I'll call internships or practicums to do pro bono dental work or things like that. Right now it's limited only to the people going to dental school at the University of Minnesota. And we have a lot more facilities than that now, and it'll open up to anyone going to any accredited dental school and be able to utilize them. Some of the situations out there in the outstate area are having to bring people in from outside the state to utilize this resource, so that's just kind of a simple fix.
Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lunan, is there any controversy associated with the bill, or is it pretty much peace in the valley?
Madam Chair, Representative, no, there is not. I've actually talked to the U, and they're fine. They realize this is just an outdated provision.
Okay. Is there any other thank you, Representative Lunan. Is there any other discussion to the calendar for the day? Okay. I'll renew my motion of moving the calendar for the day Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. Representative Hortman?
I did have one question for you. What time do you anticipate us going onto the floor on Tuesday, March 28th?
I think the amendments will be due on 12, and they'll be due at the usual time on Monday at 12 and 6. And the, is it 6:30? I'll have an answer for you in just a second. We have to check. Representative Portman, it looks like it may be 10 a.m.
on Tuesday. Madam Chair, when would you anticipate the caucuses having an opportunity to caucus these bills?
Well, Chair Hartman, you could do it today, you could do it tomorrow, you could do it Saturday, you could do it Sunday, you could do it Monday.
Thank you for those suggestions. Did you anticipate coming in on Tuesday at 10 and then going back to caucus?
Well, that would be up to you. I think we come into I don't think we have a final decision on what we'll do on Tuesday. We haven't discussed that yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.